Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1074, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we started talking about last year, which I want to get into, Bezrus Hashem, the question of, the Pasuk says first time Eretz, two times Eretz, right? But it starts off with Chitim Asayra, meaning wheat and barley. Now, when we say wheat and barley, what does that include? Wheat and barley, for sure it includes. But what about the five grains which we wash on, right? We have oats, we also have spelt, and we have rye. So where does that fall into play? Does that have a status of wheat? Does that have a status of rye? Does that have a status of barley? Because if it does, then it comes, you know, before other items. For example, like we spoke about last year, the granola bar, right? Where you have rolled oats, that would come first, assuming that's the case. Okay, before we get to that, I just want to start off, we've been working a little bit from the Sefer Hilchos Brachos, by Rav Malka from Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this, interesting, which we spoke about, just ending off in the last few shiurim, we were talking about the Zayin Shin Ches Nun Gimel, which stands for the order when the bracha is the same. Yeah, first you have to look at if it's Shiva Samin. Next, you have to look at if it's Shalem, complete. Then you have to look at which one is more desirable, Chaviv. Then you have to look at Noki, the one that's fresher, nicer. Then you look at, if you don't have all that, then you look at big or small. So he brings down a conjunction. If somebody's washing, let's say, that bread in front of them, right? That bread. Let's say it's wheat bread, whatever, regular bread. So when you have the bread in front of you, good. So let's say it's all the same. So then again, we want to, somebody has a couple of bilkalach during the week. We're not talking about lachem mishnah. We're talking about during the week. There's a few bilkalach. One might be broken. One might be, not so nice, not so fresh, whatever. So the bottom line is, he says also the same thing. If somebody's washing, let's say for bread, im lifnei ha'adam kamasuge lachmim, you have a few different rolls in front of you, right? You can sit down to eat a couple of rolls, whatever. There might be other bread on the table, or in the basket, possibly, right? And you want to eat from all of them, right? Whatever the case might be, or you're going to choose eating from the bread in the basket, or the bread that's right in front of you. So you have to make the hamaitzi min haaretz on the one that's chashav b'yosef, lifter is kulam, and then you potter with that, hamaitzi, you potter the other ones. And again, you go in conjunction with, like we just said, the shivas aminim. So if let's say you have two rolls, a person has a regular wheat roll, and then have barley bread, right? Now again, we have to see if it's spelt oats bread, whatever the case might be, or rye. So then you have to take the wheat bread, you make the bracha on the one that's wheat, because chitim is oira, right? The chitim comes first. And then you have to look at, then you want to look at the one that's complete. You make the bracha on the whole roll. You have these couple of rolls, the one that's whole. If one is half, one is chipped or whatever, one is, broken a little bit. So you take the one that's whole. And then you take, they're all cut, right? Or whatever. I don't have a whole roll. So then you look at the one what's fresh. Then you look at the one that's more desirable, or in this case, Naki, which would be the fresher one. And then if the case not even with all that, then you want to take the larger piece, the bigger piece. You don't have a whole roll, so you want to take the bigger piece. I just wanted to go through that real quickly. Now, okay, so they're just finishing off. That's what he says. If somebody has these rolls, they're all complete. Let's say in the case of time, they're all complete. So you want to take the one that's a regular wheat roll, because chitim comes first. And assuming that you have, let's say over there, barley, or you have possibly spelt, you have rye or whatever the case is, or you have oats, right? Which sometimes some person eats and there's a couple of different rolls, or let's say matzah. Sometimes you have oats matzah, spelt matzah, whatever, but they have regular matzah. So the bracha is, and you're going to eat from all of them. If you only eat spelt matzah, let's say a person says, I can't eat wheat matzah, I'm a diet, whatever, I'm not eating it. So then that's not the issue. Then of course you make the bracha on the spelt. But if assuming that, let's say in the case in time by matzah, which comes up a lot, you have a lot of times spelt matzah, right? You have a lot of times oats matzah. Pesach, not Pesach, that's not the issue, but that comes up a lot also. And you're going to eat from both of them. I have a couple of pieces, I'll get eat from both. So again, the same thing we want to look at, like we just went through, the same order. We're not going to keep on going through it again and again. But as far as the type, you want to make the bracha on the wheat first, before the barley, and before the spelt, and before the rye, and before the oats. That's because that's what comes first in the pasuk. The wheat comes first in the pasuk. Okay, so now he ends off and even though that the let's say the spelt one is complete, so it's a shalom, right? Spelt is complete, so it's a shalom. Yeah, but one second, the even if you have the wheat one, the wheat one is a little bit broken, whatever, it's not complete. But we said that comes first, right? We said number one is Zion Shin Ches Nun Gimel. Number one is Shivas Aminim. Before shalom, we have to look at Shivas Aminim, and the wheat one is first in the pasuk that comes before the barley, which we'll see how we talk about the spelt rye and the oats are part of really the barley, which we're going to see. So you have to take the wheat one first, even though it might not be complete. Okay, he brings this all down again. The Sefer Hilchas Brachas by Malka on page Resh Mem Beis, page Resh Mem Beis at the top. Now, I just want to end off with one thing, which we did talk about in the Mishnah Berurah a while back. If possible, Mishnah Berurah brought down the Sharetzion, and he quotes it over here, that Rak She'im Shalom, let's say you have the wheat matzah, the regular matzah that's made out of wheat is broken, right? So it's not complete. But I have let's say I have the oats one, or I have the barley one that is complete. Right, so I really want to make on the complete also. So he says, so he brings down from the Sharetzion and the Mishnah Berurah, which we spoke about, the Maniach Prusa Tachas Ashlema. It's a good thing to take them both. Take the complete one, but also take at the same time. Hold on to, again, not Shabbos. We're talking about a regular during the week. Hold on to the Maniach Prusa Tachas Ashlema. Put the broken one, which would be the wheat, under the complete one, and by saying Mishteim Yachad, and make the bracha on both of them. So that's what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharetzion. Just want to end off with the Lush reading again. We read it before a while back, but it's been a while, so I want to just go through again real quickly the Sharetzion Simin Reish Yud Aleph, which is our Simin Reish Yud Aleph, how he ends it off. He says, it brings from the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Gimel in the Sharetzion Simin Reish Yud Aleph. Magen Avraham, who he's quoting from Simin Kuf Samach Ches, the Prusa Shal Chitim, have a piece of, again, during the week, not on Shabbos, have a piece of Chitim, have a piece of the wheat matzo, wheat challah, or shlema shel sa'irim, and I have a complete barley or oats or whatever the case might be, which we'll talk about that, of matzah or bread or whatever. So I have them both. So midina prusa adif. Midina, the chitim comes first. You have to make the hamoitzi on the, even though it's broken, have to take the haprusa adif, the chitim, the regular wheat matzah or regular wheat challah, even though it's not complete, they have to make the bracha on that. Umistama mishum the chitim akdmei kra, because of the fact that chitim, wheat, comes first in the pasuk v'adin in yineinu, that's what he says. But he does say the Sharetzion v'ayim b'machzis hashekel that he brings down over there in Kuf Samaches, that a yorei shemayim mevatzeya al shteim yachad, that a yorei shemayim should make the bracha. Again, al pi alacha midini, you don't have to do this, but it's a good thing that a yorei shemayim should take both. Take the broken one, which is the chitim, which you need first, and also take the complete one. Like this, you have a shlema, which would be the one, the barley or the spelt or the oats, right? And take that. Whatever, that's how he brings it. He goes on to the other things or whatever. But that's what one should do. And that's how he brings it down in the Sefer that's how we saw it. And he brings it down in Ois Katan Yud Aleph in the Sefer that we're going through. The Hilchas Brachas V'rak She'im HaShalom Hum Yisairim Maniach Prusa Tachas HaShlema, to put the broken piece under the Shlema and be Baitseya on both. That's how he brings it down. Okay, thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha, Kol Tov.